Yeah, so we're on page 7 in the Shaylos Lechazara, question 43.
What package is that in?
That is a packet tests. Okay, should we start? You know, the definition of having more yakimis. So, Pinchas' definition is the Niel Shayna Bashir Shofal. So, we were discussing what's the status of wine when it freezes. Does it still have the din of Bar Pir HaGafen, or does it get a lower bracha? And we said the Beis Yehuda says that that wine is Bar Pir HaGafen, doesn't matter what form it's in. And this Choral, that's the That was the Beis Yehuda. This Chorav Yitzchak says it's only in the liquid form. And the Egloi Devash is the Satmar Dayan, who I know, Baruch Hashem, of Kiryas Yoel. Discusses this the Shiloh as well. On page 31, he says, "V'nei Adayin." Page 31 on the right side. Yesh Makom Lomar Menidon Dinan Sheish Lachalek. Bein is bashal v'nikfa v'nikrash al yedei hatsinah. Is there a chiluk if the wine was cooked and it congealed, as opposed to whether it got frozen from the cold? The Prima Gada makes a chiluk, even though for yayin nesach we don't see a chiluk. Bottom line is, it's not a liquid, so there's no yayin nesach. Kain. But he says, but maybe for a bracha, it's different. So what's the chiluk? Oh, look who's here, Shane. So let's see, Shane, Ruchim
Ruchim
Okay, you're
Hanimtzaim.
okay. We're on page 31. We're looking at page 7 in the Hazara questions and page question 43.
Packet 9.
Packet 9, correct. He says that He's quoting a Prima Gadin. That maybe there's a distinction between, well, the question is the wine that changed its form. The wine that changed its form. Whether is it a chiluk between if it changes form because of heat, in contrast to whether it changes form because of cold. He says for yayin nesek, there's no difference. If it's not liquid, it's not liquid. But for bracha, maybe there's a difference. Now he says it's a prima godin, right? He says on page 31, on the fourth line on the right side, Moshe Chosov, ha prima godin hana. So, where is this prima godim?
And now we have to see them. Where's the now?
Well, he says he quotes the Minchas Yitzchak on the bottom of page 30. Says, I am should Milchas Yitzchak because of the Biyayish and Nikrosh or De Bishel, Alcoponim Shahako in before that even. Before that even. One second. Okay. I'm gonna have to see. Well, what would be the chiluk? Which way would the chiluk go? And only if it's ice, is it not Bar Pyrgofen, but maybe Nikrush is different because Nikrush is
Maybe because in bracha it's an inyan of chashivus, and once it's changed, doesn't really matter what the change was. It's not the yayin that is chashuv. Whereas in
so which
nesek,
way would it
it's a
go? But
technical
he's
definition of whether it's liquid or not.
right. But so which way would it go? He's saying that there could be a suffix whether the din of change. Maybe there's a chiluk between heat and
either one could really destroy the, in other words, in their extremes, both heat and cold.
Are you saying
destroy it?
What?
In its extreme, heat or cold could destroy the, you know, but could ruin it. Let's say like that. Could ruin it.
He says like this on page 31. He says the dag yesh makom lomar v'nidon dinan yesh chalek bein nisbashel v'nikve l'nikra shol idei atzina.
But then at the end he says legabe bracha. Maybe we're not right.
No, he's saying legabe bracha.
Yeah.
Mikom makom leinim bracha adayin efshol lechalek came.
Oh.
No, we're not going to be mechalek by yayin nesach. That for sure is no yayin nesach when it's either nikrash or
when it's solid.
But maybe for bracha there will be a chiluk. Now, which way would the chiluk go?
So they could turn back to the wine, but if it congeals via heat, then it's over. It's changed. And so there's no more effect. But that would be your job.
One second. I mean, the prima gunna we have on the first page here, packet tests on the first page on the bottom, he says, Yain Klakorish Bakor. Yeah, Mr. Karish on page 2, Mashke, Ubishel Vinus Ave Ocho, Mitzarachim. What's the difference between Karish's Mashke and Bishel Vinus Ave as Ocho? So, which way is he going? So, is he saying we can make a chiluk between a Ferrari? He's saying we can make a chiluk between Karsh and Nikva.
That one is Bori Priya Gaffin and one is.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. On page 31, it says, Ine adayin yesh makom lomar v'nidon dinan sheish v'chalek bein nisbashel v'nikfe v'nikra shal yidei hatzina. V'moshukosav v'prima godim hanal yesh v'chalek v'zeh. So how would the chiluk be? Which way would the chiluk go?
I think if it's nisbashel, it's probably deteriorates the taste.
It's partial, right, but it's core, not. Yeah, that's probably right.
So if you have extreme core and then it thaws out, it could also be a distortion, no?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's...
Right, not necessarily, of course, but...
In other words, the molecular composition is going to be tampered when it's heat. That's going to tamper the molecular composition.
And freezing doesn't?
I don't know. Was it going to be the same?
I don't think by liquids it does. It does by solids, like bread. If you freeze bread, it takes
right,
away.
You can tell afterwards that it's not fresh.
Yeah. Right, the bread you can tell, but I'm not sure about the liquids.
It probably depends on what other things are in it besides water.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've read about bread being frozen, that it changes molecular composition.
Like I know if we freeze cooked carrots, when you thaw them out and you heat them up, it doesn't taste the same.
Yeah,
that's a carrot.
That's a carrot, right? It's a solid, but I mean, it could be other things too. It depends. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. That's 43. Tein divrei minchas pitim. Then he quotes the minchas pitim. Minchas pitim, I think, is usually the Meir Arik.
Yeah, Mayor Eric.
And what does he say for Mayor Eric? You can see it here. I don't see it. Minchas pitim simen kuf chav gimel. I see who is the Rabbi Yitzchok. I'm seeing Minchas pitim. Yeah. I don't see it here. Yes. I don't see the Minchas Pitim here.
It's not in Bar Ilan either.
Well, Minchas Pitim, not Ha-Pitim. Minchas Pitim.
Yeah. No.
And then the Beis Yehuda, we did 45, we did Minchas Yitzchak. I think we're discussing that's Philip. This Pash of the Mikveh, we did that 47. The Pash of the Mashke. That was the page 31. Derech Chaim. Tien Hanikvash Nikumashka. You're closer below the mashka. If you want to eventually. What is it? You're closer below to use it as a mashka, even though right now it's free, it's congealed, but you. So that has a din of mashka. The first of all, the mash here. Okay, now we have question 49.
Well, what does that mean?
The
It's
most
close.
important question is question 49. You
No,
ready?
but
No,
Pashabala
no, no,
Kumash.
no, no. It says here, Tein chilek ben yayin shenikrash l'mayim shenikrash. I quoted Radvaz, beer of Shein Halevik. Carol Shiachia. Okay, so what does the Radva say, and what does Rav Shion Halevi Carol say? So the Radva says, that's on page 31. Should Radvaz, Yain Osi Mimen of Odo Tirosh Al Yidei Bishul. Devs. Although, Shafil in Korshu Mahmoud. Was all the mashkin have a certain thickness to them when you cook them. But mayim, even if nispashel, it doesn't get more of a thickness. Other things get thickness because the taste of the carrot comes out into the juice, so it becomes thicker. But water, if I care, if water, when you cook water, if anything, it gets less because it evaporates. So mayim shenis mashkim. While the milsa kishar mashkim chutz me'atava mayim shenis. The other mashkin don't have a Torah's mashkin because they became thicker. But you see, I think what Shir was saying is that there's a two components to other mashkin. There's the every mashka has water in it, and it has the other thing. You know, two parallel things are going on. So when you cook it, it becomes thicker. So it's more of a, like an oatmeal. So the water always has Torah Mashkin on it. Shar Mashkin that get cooked, they lose the Torah Mashkin. That's what he said. That's what the Ravaz makes a chiluk between. If you have yayin that's cooked, it's going to lose its in yayin because it's going to become more of an osel. Right, Shin, that's what you said, correct? There's two components to ozel.
Yes.
And it's gonna thicken it and make it less of a mashke. In contrast to water, water remains a mashke. And then question 50, we discuss same shaykh foshal bracha b'dover shakarish. In other words, if you put ices in a kosher bracha, so does that, is it shaykh to speak about that it's a kosher bracha if it's frozen? Because the kosher is not doing anything. The kosher is not doing anything. Right, that's what Rav Harari was saying. I told you that's the lechem v'simlo. That's the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He discusses the sheet of the Mechaber that maybe there's no din she'uvim on snow. If you put snow in a kli, maybe that's not mayim she'uvim because the kli is not affecting the snow. The snow has its own form despite the. You see, by water, the kli gives the water its shape. It gives it the shape. So that was Rav Harari. You were talking about this. He's trying to speak about a kosher bracha if the yayin is korosh, because maybe it's not the kosher is not doing anything to it.
Yeah, I brought a raya here from Rav Rosh Kollel here that you may not need a kosher bracha for kiddush because. It's not an inyan of a koz, it's an inyan of a shasi of malolugmav, because like Ogmel Chabashan, you see, he goes by his own malolugmav. It's not measured by any koz, per se, on the surface, anyway.
But this board is saying that maybe there's no din of. In other words, we were discussing, can you make kiddush on wine that's frozen?
Right. There's no koz.
So maybe there's no, and even if it isn't in a coast, the coast is not doing anything.
The coast is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
If it doesn't take the shape of the coast, it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
What if you freeze it
in the coast? Excuse me, like a shape of the coast. Yeah. Okay. Then, okay, then at page back at 51 is now packet yud. Oh. Levushei Mordechai. What page is that? What page? Levushei Mordechai is a package good. Where's the Levushi Mordechai? Maybe it's in the supplements. I'm looking for the Levushi Mordechai, I will say. In the Dovah Shirach Nasa Latima Ba'alma. Mordechai, can you help me find the Levushei Mordechai? Which packet is in it? Yoni, do you see? Where is it? Is it? Did we get to Yud Aleph? Maybe it's in Yud Aleph. One second. Maybe it's Yud Supplement 1. Maybe 1 second. Moving the place here. How many supplements do we have to pack a year? Byron, what do you say? What do we have?
I'll just look just a minute.
What do we have?
I'm looking just a second.
What is 10A?
There's 10 and 10A.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's in the Egbeg Divan. It's here on page 32, packet tests. Page 32 on the left. Otz nivna dreinu v'rksha hakol yishlom p'yim ha'vur b'shut l'hushay Mordechai. V'davar shalom nase rak l'ti'ima ba'almo lom rinin bei chama misatzai v'rchol av shahakol. It's something that's only l'ti'ima ba'almo. So if you have ices, you just you put it in your mouth, you toy him a little bit. So therefore, if it's the Tehillim Ba'almo, it's not going to be a very paired offering. And then he writes the bracha on cognac. So even though cognac has wine in it, but no one just goes, you don't guzzle down like schnapps. So therefore, there's no Baruch Pei Hagafen in it. It's derech te'ima. So he says, Isis, shalom asa l'achila, l'te'ima ba'almo. All l'achila is keva. But you taste it, you take a little bit off. You don't eat a lot, you don't guzzle. So those things don't get a bar paragraphic. Ice is not the team of Balma. Only the team of Balma. It's not to eat, it's not to guzzle. But that's Kanye, that's 52. And it should take Divya Shraga and Mayor to be in Kiddush Al Yain Karsh. Same thing, Kiddush. Rabbi, do you have the Shraga HaMeir in your show, see on the screen?
I'll look.
Seven Lamed Beis, O Zion, page 51.
Shraga HaMeir.
Could be we have it in the Tzitz Eliezer.
No.
No, I think that we might have it in the Tzitz Eliezer.
I have the latest Barry line just came out.
Yeah.
And just not him.
Yeah, the Tzitz Eliezer. If he had a tshuva in Kiddush on Yain Karish, where Shraga HaMeir? Where did we see the Shraga HaMeir? Did we have it on? have to look. The Shmagah Meir. I don't see it here. No, it's not of the Otsar or anything.
I don't have the Otsar.
So he has a tshuva about making kiddush on Yaya the Karsh. But the Pashup Shad, like what the Midrash says, that something is Karsh is not Mashka. The Pashup that you can't make Kiddush on something that's Karsh. Okay, we will pick up with 55 the Sugid Sukkah tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Yeah, that's the Sugid Sukkah, and we'll go from there. That's question 55. That's the yeah. Okay, and then we're almost finished with the Chazar of the post questions. Okay, very good.
Well,
okay, Gene, how are you? Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope you had a good trip.
Yes, thank you.
And now you'll get rid of your jet lag. Okay. I think we'll have to have some type of machina so you guys get your credits and we'll figure out when.